A happy heart always shines through. A happy heart always shines through. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bartley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. A happy heart always shines through. How happy is your heart? Well, you can tell how happy your heart is by how you feel about life. How do you feel about the things that are going on in your world? How do you feel about the things that are happening every day in your life? How do you feel about what's going on and what makes your world tick? How do you feel about it? Do you feel that everything is in divine order? Or do you feel that there are problems that you're facing that nobody else has ever faced, nor will anyone else ever face? How about that? A happy heart always shines through. When we have a happy heart, when we are truly happy within ourselves, we do not think about other people noticing it or not noticing it. We do not think about other people recognizing that we are very happy people or not recognizing it. We just live in the state of happiness, in the state of happy consciousness where all is in divine order and we feel great. We feel just wonderful. Now, is this true for you? Is this true for you? The evidence of whether it's true or not is in whether you have a smile on your face most of the time or not. If you don't have a smile on your face, you do not have a happy heart. A happy heart sees everything as a joyful experience. A happy heart sees everything with the good parts of it. Oh, there may be tough experiences, but the happy heart even sees through that. We had a little story about a blind lady. She was taken into a rest home, and as she was waiting for an hour for her room to be prepared for her, she went into the room with the lady who was in charge, and the lady said, "Now, here are your windows and the chintz curtains and so forth." And the lady, who was in her late 90s, said, "I don't need you to explain to me how the room looks, because I know how it looks. I have already decided that in my mind. In my mind is the way I see the room, and I see the room as bright and cheery and beautiful. I see the room with lovely curtains. I see the bed with a lovely spread on it. I see everything just as I always wanted, just as I always liked to have it. Just perfect for everything, because that's the way I see it." Now, you say, "Well, the blind lady was only fooling herself, because the room really wasn't that way." You see, who's blind? Who's blind? The blind lady saw in her mind the room exactly the way she wanted it, and that's the way she had it. That's the way the room was. That's the way the room was experienced by her. She did not see it any different. She looked all around the room and she saw it exactly as she had it in her mind. And she was very happy. We look at the illusions. We look at the things that life sends to us and tries to say that they're real. And we try to say that those things are real. When something is given to us with great love, with great delight, with great appreciation, when something is given to us that is a treasure from the person who gives it to us, regardless of what it may be, and we are able to accept that gift as the treasure that it is, we are happy. Now, it may not be a treasure to us. It may be something we hang in our closet. It may be something we put in a drawer that we hide somewhere. It may be something that we definitely will not use. But it was given in joy. It was given in happiness. It was given out of the treasure of a person's heart. And that's how we received it. We did not even have to look at the treasure. We did not even have to look at the gift that was given to us, for that makes little difference. The gift that was given to us makes little difference. It's how it was given. A happy heart always shines through. When it is given to us, in all the joy and harmony and peace and love and goodness that it has been given to us, and we receive it in that same way, then we are the happy heart that always shines through, and they are the happy heart that always shines through. A little child stops at the front of the house and grabs a bunch of flowers growing by the side of the stair coming into the house. And then she goes up to the door, and she opens the door, and she says, "Mommy, I got a present for you." And Mommy comes to see what it is. And Mommy sees her beautiful flowers that she'd been nurturing by the front door to come along so beautifully. So long had she nurtured them because she wanted something beautiful there. And then she looked into the eyes of her child, and she saw the happiness shining through. And she could not but see the happiness shining through herself too. And she said to her child, "Oh, sweetheart, you are so wonderful. You are so wonderful." And the happiness shone through. You see, it's so simple for us to have happiness shining through our life, every moment of our life. It's so simple for us to be the harbinger of happiness under all circumstances. It's so simple, but all that it requires is that we know who we are. And knowing who we are who we are, and we are happy indeed. Happiness shines through when we let it. Are you ready to let happiness shine through in your life today? If so, then you've already got it. You're already happy beyond any measure. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.